Union leaders at the General Motors Fort Wayne assembly plant say GM violated its contract with United Auto Workers. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Tamoria Cunningham reports UAW workers at the plant voted to authorize a strike ahead of negotiations expected this week.
Rich Letourneau is the bargaining chairman for UAW Local 2209. He says GM has managers on the assembly line in place of union workers, and he says that violates the contract. Letourneau says he does not want to strike, but will if necessary.
What I want to come out of this, I want this company to abide by our local contract, our national contract, and we won't have any problems. There won't be a fight.
In a statement, GM says it's continuing to meet with the UAW to discuss their concerns and says the union has no legal grounds to strike. Letourneau disagrees. He says when the company brings in new administration, they do not understand the agreement and don't want to work with the union. A GM website says more than 4,000 people work at the Fort Wayne assembly plant. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Tamoria Cunningham.
Although the union voted to authorize a strike, it does not necessarily mean workers will strike.